There's 55 present this morning.
Right.
Today is April 1st, 2018, for taping purposes. If you would, at this time, mark your songbooks at number 706. 706 will be the song of invitation after Brother Robert's lesson. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 419. 419.
We sing with our young people every Sunday morning just before I get up to preach. And we sing those songs that they learn at camp and at Vacation Bible School. And we invite our parents to learn those picky songs, and they do. And so this morning, we're going to start out with one that's a late one. We haven't sung it in several weeks of time. And someone suggested to me that maybe that wouldn't be the best one, but we're not here for a show. We're here for growing and learning. And so, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Therefore I will song that we're very familiar with, and we sing with relish, and for the first time that our adults had it in their minds, our young people literally turned in the pew to say, what? Because they were singing it so well. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty, we will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone.
Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
I think all of our visitors today, though you may not have heard these songs, agree that our young people sing some good songs while they're at camp and Vacation Bible School here and everything, and they're good to be remembered throughout the year. But here's one that everybody can sing. I know you can, because since you were just this little, you were singing. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
And we do another fun thing where we leave out the word mean, we just point, but we're not going to do that this morning.
We sing those songs so we enjoy them and benefit from them a great deal. These particular lessons that we do are presented again on the internet system. The Crockett MS is on the front of your bulletin, CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. The guy who fixed it up for us down in Texas, the two brothers down that way, they have over 15,000 sites. And we are ranked in the number of people that come every month to the Crockett MS Church of Christ site. We are ranked number 92 in all of those this past month. So we're 92 out of the thousands of responses that they have. And we're glad that you get to go there and invite others to go there and enjoy that. And that's a part of our work too. And this lesson, as is delivered, will be on there today by this afternoon. CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. That site that was mentioned to you in the bulletin of MSOP, MemphisSchoolOfPreaching.org, has all the archives there of the lessons presented last week on the studies of 1st and 2nd Peter. And those are particular books of the Bible that we'll be going into shortly in our adult class time on Sunday morning. And it'll be a fun time for you to hear others that have spoken about that particular subject of 1st and 2nd Peter on MSOP.org. When we find ourselves studying God's Word and God's will, we understand the central part of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and the hope of the soul that we have in that regard. When Paul wrote regarding this matter in the Romans, in Romans chapter 6, and noted to them that when we are baptized into Christ, we're baptized into His death and raised to walk in newness of life. Thus it is we have a hope of the soul that we don't have as we find ourselves obeying the cause of the Lord. When we talk about this, we're talking about righteous things and good things. And we're talking about a way that is a praiseworthy thing to the Heavenly Father. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, blessed be God, who is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. If all spiritual blessings are in Christ, we want to know how to come into Christ, don't we? And on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Notice that he says there for them to come into Christ and be a part of that salvation is by purpose of being repenting of sin and being baptized into Christ. That is the exclusion of the ideas in Romans chapter 6 when he says, shall we continue to be sinners when grace may abound? He said, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were buried with him by baptism into his death? So all the scripture is of an application about a new way of life and a new walk of life. Wouldn't it have been a fitting time? And I know that many people have the religious background that tells them that this is the case, but you do not see that in the pages of the scripture. You will not see that anywhere in the New Testament. You certainly don't see it in the stories of the conversions of individuals. For in Acts chapter 2, when he says there, what shall we do, men and brethren, what shall we do? It would have been a wonderful time for Simon Peter to have said to them, hey, listen, what you need to do is pray with me this prayer. Or what you need to do is stop just a moment, bow your heads, and think about this relationship with the Lord. But he said none of those things. He said, repent ye, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Now, that's not my teaching, not our teaching. It is the teaching of the Lord and his word. And read there and you'll see that that is the case. So many people do not read the text of the Bible and see the blessings that are found for those who serve the Lord. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 5, it is noted that we are brethren one of another. The idea of being an individual, saved individual, and finding himself alone in life, no one around him, no others to be a part of his activities, is just not the teaching that's found there in Romans 12 at verse 5. When he says that we are brethren together in the common cause of the Lord. If we are people who are brethren together, that means that we share one another our problems, our burdens, our difficulties. We share with them our joys and our happiness too. It is a part of our great love for one another. And that is, you go on in Romans chapter 13 and verse 8, you see that. We're to be kindly affectioned one to another. That is, we're to love one another. As we're working together and laboring together, he goes on to talk about that in Romans 14 and in verse 19. He says, we edify one another. We build up one another. We don't meet and greet, and I guess that there will be, I don't think there will be anybody today that has met you already, hadn't seen you in a long time, and says, well, of all things, hadn't seen you in quite a while. But they sought words to build you up. They sought words to build me up. And I'm here every week and everything. They seek words to build up, encouragement, helpfulness. And that's what Paul writes the brethren would do. They would edify one another. In Romans 16, at verse 16, he says, salute one another with a holy kiss. That's not to be an unholy kiss, described back in Proverbs chapter 5, a kiss that oozes like oil and that is a problem of temptation and struggles for an individual. But this is a spiritual kiss. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Then he goes on to say, a big work that is done. Mark them that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine I've taught you, and avoid them. They are such that serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but they serve their own belly. And by good words, oh, they can preach well and teach well. By good words and fair speeches, good things, good stories, good jokes that are told. Laugh our heads off at those kind of things to take place. But they do that in order to get our minds away from what the scripture actually has said. And therefore he says, mark them that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine you've learned, and avoid them. They are such that serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but serve their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. You and I find ourselves in simplicity, listening to God's word, reading God's word, enjoying his blessings. And we raise the question as we hear other things being taught. Where in the Bible is that said? Where is that verse that tells us that? Where is that teaching given for anyone in the New Testament of our Bible? And as a result, we find ourselves coming back again and again to the edification of one another that we read about in Romans 14. And in reference to this matter, we build up one another in listening to the faith and in practicing the faith in this world. The opportunity to be people who serve God is praised there, but there are sadnesses that come to our lives. In Ephesians 1 and verse 3, when we noted, blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. All spiritual blessings are found in Christ. What are spiritual blessings? Well, they're physical blessings. Many people think that because I have a good garden, and I've got a good crop, and I've got good money in my bank account, and I'm blessed in life with good work and good activities and good health, that I must be okay with God. That's a physical blessing. And Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, said that those physical blessings come to everybody. He said the rain falls on the just and the unjust, the sun shines on the just and the unjust alike. But he asked the brethren, what do you more than others? Well, if we'll love one another, edify one another, help one another, salute one another, we'll be people who do more, and we'll be people who serve the cause of God in a faithful and good way. If we do that, we'll find ourselves enjoying when the times of sorrow come in our lives. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he starts out with a statement made that he did there in Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he goes on, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in every time of our affliction, that we may be able to comfort others in any time of their affliction with the same comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. There are sadnesses that are going to come. There are deaths that are going to take place. There's going to be a sadness in our lives of poor health that comes. A time of prayer is going to be there. And it is said that God will comfort us and ask of us, his children, to comfort others in any time of their affliction with the comfort wherewith we ourselves have been comforted of God. The hope of the soul is with us, and the hope of the Lord is for us. And to enjoy that one another religion, that one another relationship, is an offer for us. And aren't we thankful that the Lord's tomb today is still empty? Aren't we thankful that the prophet's words have been fulfilled in Christ? Aren't we thankful that all the spiritual blessings now that rest in Christ, we can have spiritual blessings like salvation, like redemption, like forgiveness of sins, like the joy of living in the Lord with a kindly affection one toward another. Isn't it a wonderful blessing to have those things? They're spiritual blessings, but they're found only in Christ. Would you be subject to Jesus' invitation today? Think about your relationship with the Lord. Things are ready for you, and we hope that you will choose to become a part of the body of Christ today. It's a good jumpstart day, too, for all of us. We find opportunity to once again become involved, once again be like the early Christians were. The early Christians you read about in 1 Corinthians were people who prayed and they sang and they studied God's word together. They gave as they'd been prospered, and they were people who partook of the Lord's Supper in remembrance of what he had done for them on the first day of the week. They had a blessing there in their worship as they gathered one for another. They were misusing it. Some of them were rushing up. They were trying to get in and get out. They were having the Lord's Supper without others who were coming to be a part of it. They were told to tarry on one another. Don't be in a rush about this. Find yourself an opportunity to work together. And as they did, they would find the blessing of the Lord in the worship of the Lord in spirit and in truth. They are a people who did repent. And in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, 7, 8 and 9, we are given the information over and over again, repeated information about how glad the Lord was that they came back to him, that they were people of prayer, that they were forgiven, that they were now choosing to live for him rather than to continue their old way, taking them away from him. So the opportunity can be yours to repent and pray today, as Simon did in Acts 8 at 22. And he said to Peter, pray ye the Lord for me. That's the hope and the ideas of the soul. We love you and we appreciate you listening and studying with us today, and hope that this resurrection of Jesus from the dead will be yours to think of and to praise every Lord's day. Shall we stand together as we sing this song? Why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long? Your Savior is waiting to give you a place in his sanctified throne. Why do you wait, dear
good to see you. Hope you have a great time with your families and your home life, that you enjoy today and throughout this weekend, and safe travel as you head toward home. Our service tonight will be at 6 o'clock, and it'll be a regular service for us, and we look forward to anybody returning tonight, and with others that will come in and been traveling today.
The sermon number 163. 163, and that's your song on the Messenger of God, Brother Travis.
There's within my heart, oh,
Jesus whispers sweet and low.
Fear
not, I am with thee, be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Father, we're grateful for this congregation.